State and local officials are working to clear the way for parents to create neighborhood learning pods and for schools and community groups to launch supervised settings for remote learning. As WFAE's Ann Doss Helms reports, that includes assuring parents they won't face criminal charges for hiring a group tutor or teacher.
With in-person classes in flux this summer, Joe Maxim of Pineville joined the ranks of North Carolina parents looking into hiring a teacher or tutor to supervise a cluster of neighborhood kids while their parents work. He realized there was a problem. Such arrangements appeared to qualify as child care centers under North Carolina law. And
it is a class one felony for operating a child care without a license.
Maxim is also a Pineville Town Council member and a member of a panel that brings municipal officials together to advise Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. He got reassurances from the state that parent co-ops for school-age kids won't be considered illegal child care as long as they're based in a family home. But not all families can afford to hire help, and almost every student in North Carolina is going to spend part of this fall learning remotely, even if they do report to school some days. That means more support is needed.
It's going to come from a combination of, you know, at-home learning clusters. It's going to come from community learning clusters and, you know, now dormant facilities getting engaged to support the effort.
The CMS Advisory Group asked the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services for help. DHHS approved new guidelines for the school year that begins Monday. There's a streamlined process for licensed child care centers to expand into new space. And DHHS says public schools won't need a license for remote learning centers set up in their buildings, even if someone else supervises the care. Also new, community-based groups such as YMCAs and town recreation departments can launch remote learning centers without a license if they have a contract with a school district. For WFAE News, I'm Ann Doss Helms.